In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc in hora mortis nostri. Amen. Mater, sanguinissimi cordis Jesu, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Sisters, it is deep regret that I finishing our program here. Thanks for the questions. Father, could you explain the simple vow and the solemn vow? Thank you. For the first 1500 years, there were no simple vows in the Catholic Church. There were only solemn vows. Simple vows came into existence after the Protestant Revolution, when religious communities were needed to take care of the church and on a large scale. They were called, as we've said, religious orders and not congregations. Religious orders took solemn vows. And the solemn vow of chastity for religious orders meant that there was no valid marriage possible for a person who took solemn vows. Secondly, for poverty, the solemn vows of poverty assumed dispossession, not merely dependence on superiors, but dispossession of whatever a member of a religious order possessed. And the two forms of dispossession were personal dispossession for everyone, and for some, like the first followers of St. Francis, a dispossession even of all the property of the community. The community owned nothing. In other words, the vows of poverty were understood to be vows of dispossession, of obedience. The vows of obedience in religious orders were, first of all, indispensable vows. You just did not get a dispensation from those vows when you pronounced your final vows. Moreover, the final vow of obedience in the religious order was binding under sin, by binding also in such a way that those who took these vows bound themselves, I repeat, under sin, to obey not only the constitutions, but to obey the superiors. And obey the superiors, I repeat, under sin. In the 16th century, it took 100 years for the change to take place. The first simple vows in a congregation authorized by Rome were those of the followers of St. Vincent de Paul. And the occasion was the widespread need for the practice of charity and caring for the needy in body, and charity in caring for the needs of the soul, especially education. As a result, religious congregations came into existence. My date is 1622, when the first congregations came into existence. And the numbers were large. There have been, of course, many religions over the centuries, but nothing like the flood of vocations to what then became religious congregations. I would say congregations came into existence as a result of the massive defection of whole nations after and through the Protestant so-called Reformation, which was the Protestant Revolution. And another question. Simple vow or the solemn vow? Basically, solemn vows by their very name were first of all from which final dispensation was not given. Not to know that is not to know the history of religious life. Secondly, as I think I've said before, solemn vow of chastity invalidated attempted marriage. Solemn vow of poverty dispossessed and not really deprived the person of independent use, dispossessed the owner of whatever they owned, and a solemn vow of obedience was gravely binding down to detail. And over the centuries, there were chapters which met regularly, and then those chapters would give the religious a chance to express their judgments, but the final authority vested in the supreme head of that religious order. Strict obedience, and obedience, I repeat, down even to the smallest detail. There's a question here. Would you explain the the force or the value of face-to-face confession? Is it allowed? Thank you. Yes, face-to-face confession is allowed. But I would add, as an exception. And there are two reasons for that. One, to protect the seal of confession. Because when you see a person physically, the priest, in every confession, well, you don't just hear a voice. You see a person, and in most cases, whom you recognize. And since the seal of confession is so absolutely binding